AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. With officials in the U.S. and the U.K. saying that a bomb may have brought down that Russian passenger jet on Saturday in Egypt, Britain and Germany are now suspending some flights to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Britain is even warning Cairo that it has to ramp up security at the airport in the Red Sea resort area of Sharm el-Sheikh, from which the plane lifted off. The British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We cannot be certain that the Russian airliner was brought down by a terrorist bomb, but it looks increasingly likely that that was the case. And so I act on the intelligence, I act on the advice of experts, and it's the right thing to do to suspend these flights until we can safely bring people home.
Doctors Without Borders says this morning some wounded Taliban fighters were being treated in a hospital in Afghanistan when U.S. airstrikes hit it last month. But there were no armed men in the area and there was no fighting. It's releasing the results of its internal investigation, saying it finds it hard to believe that the U.S. hit the hospital by mistake. Police in Oakland, Maine say this morning that two women and a man were shot to death inside a home there, and the gunman's body was found outside. Amber Sellers lives in the neighborhood.
I just heard some gunshots, or what seemed to be like gunshots, popping noises, and I heard some rustling in my backyard, and I thought it was strange, but I didn't think too much of it.
And then
I went out and I locked my screen door, and I turned off all my lights, and then all of a sudden, like, the entire street was just swarmed with police.
She talked to WGME-TV. The three victims and the gunman shared the home, although authorities are still working on a possible motive. A few more of us applied for unemployment last week, but the number is still near historic lows. At the moment, the Dow is up 47 points. This is AP Radio News. Pressure is increasing on NBC to dump Donald Trump as Saturday Night Live's guest host. Julie Walker reports this has to do with comments he made about Hispanics.
Protests and petitions at 30 Rock, home of NBC and SNL. Several Hispanic groups took to the streets outside to demand Trump be dropped as Saturday's host. Earlier, they delivered petitions.
As of right now, after delivering 500,000 names, there is no clear answer as to what exactly NBC plans to do. And to me, that's unacceptable.
The Republican presidential candidate drew fire early in his campaign when he described some Mexicans in the U.S. illegally as criminals and rapists. Julie Walker, New York.
The elder President Bush is slamming some of the men who advised his son, saying Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld served George W. badly and Vice President Cheney knuckled under to the guys who wanted to fight about everything. Those were his words in a new biography of the elder Bush. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.